亲爱的听众朋友们，晚上好，欢迎收听西雅图中文电台每周三的美国故事栏目，我是小袁。今天我们非常有幸的请到一位特别的嘉宾，他是身在美国华盛顿州啊，主要是在 Puyallup 这个城市，他有一家舞蹈音乐剧的一个工作室啊，我们非常欢迎。Mr. Blair Barbie, welcome to our show.
Thank you very much for having me. 谢谢。
我们也感谢许涛参加我们本次节目的翻译。
观众、听众朋友们，大家好。
Barbie 先生，我们知道您跟中国有很深的渊源啊，然后。您作为一位艺术家，多次被邀请到中国顶级的艺术院校担任指导老师。那么我们很想知道您的一些经历，就是相关的经历。
So Blair, we know that you have a great history with China and have been invited into Chinese top universities to be the teacher and the tutor. So could you tell us about that experience?
Yes. I was very fortunate to go to China in 2017. I was originally hired to come over and work with a youth company. And that youth company introduced me to people at the Central Academy of Drama, and that formed the relationship there.
谢谢大家。我非常荣幸的在2017年有幸到中国。当时我是受雇于一个青少年的文艺组织。通过这个组织，我被介绍到中国戏剧学院做那里的老师。
From there, I was asked to teach a workshop at CAD, and I taught 2 hours, and we talked about musical theater, and then we got them up on their feet, and we got them to sing and move, and they all had a good time, and the professors liked what they saw and asked if I would like to come back and join them.
我最初到中国戏剧学院是参加他们的一个工作表演，其实就是两个小时的时间，表演了歌舞剧，我让同学们上舞台去跳舞和唱歌，他们度过了一个非常难忘的时光，同时那里的教授也觉得很有价值的表演，希望我能够回去。
CAD is very impressive as a school and as an institution of theater. And I was very fortunate to be asked to come in and work with the directing students first. My goal was to work with the directors and teach them musical theater.
中国戏剧学院是一个非常让人印象深刻的学校。我到这个学校最初是想通过理论的交流去教那里的导演系的学生和将来成为导演的这样一些同学希望他们能够得到收益。
Musicals are relatively new to China, really only since about the 1980s.When Western influence began to filter into mainland China. And with that Western influence, musicals, over the now 30, 40 years, they have developed a liking for it. And they are gaining more and more understanding of a Western style musical.
歌舞剧对于当时的中国是一个很新鲜的概念。中国是在1980年代开始受到西方社会的影响，这指的是中国大陆，也就是这么三四十年的时间吧， 中国人开始喜欢上歌舞剧，并且越来越理解西方歌舞剧的含义。
One of my favorite moments in working with the directing students is I handed them a script and they got music and each director had two actors and I said, create. And they said, well, do you have something I can watch first? And I said, no, create. And so they did out of their own imagination,which is unique because most of the work that they have done with American musicals is to copy what has been done. And we, allowed them the opportunity to create for themselves. And when they presented it, no one understood how they were able to do that without first watching a video. I was very proud of the students, very, very proud.
我最让我感觉欣慰的经历是在与他们的导演系学生沟通的时候，当时我给他们一个可以说剧本吧 script， 他们有两组导演，每组有两个演员，然后我让他们去创造一部戏剧，他们问我能不能有什么。以前拍过的片段可以参考吗？我说不，你们要创造。所以他们就依据自己的想象力去编出了这样的戏剧，而且是没有在参考和拷贝美国戏剧的基础上独立创作的。所以在他们表演的时候，所有的人都感到很惊奇，觉得他们怎么能编出从来没有看到过的东西。
And...When we had our talk back at the showing of these short scenes, one of the questions was, where did they get the video? And I smiled because I pointed at the back and I said, well, there's the camera. We're videoing it right now. And they said, no, the video. I was new to China. I did not understand the question. And I am grateful that I did not understand the question.Because the students were able to create on their own without me thinking that they should have seen something first. So it was very exciting to see them create original work.
在我们结束之后的讨论会上，有人问我能不能把之前的影片拿出来。我说就在他们背后的摄影机那里在拍着呀。他们说不是指的那个，是从前的影片。我当时不理解他们问的是什么，我很感恩我不理解，因为我的学生告诉他们，也告诉我，他们可以在不参考任何原版的情况下，根据自己的想象力创造他们独有的戏剧。
Yes, and from there I met more of the faculty from the musical theater program.And Homei asked if I would be available to come and work with the musical theater students and stage a show. With the directing students, we rehearse and perform in English. But with the musical theater students, we rehearse with me speaking English, but we rehearse in Mandarin and we perform in Mandarin.And that was unique for me. I had not yet done that. And the first show that I did was Lucky Stiff. Lucky Stiff. But we had it translated into Chinese. And it was very, very fun. Very, very lovely.
所以我后来和中国戏剧学院的导师聊过，我也希望能够回来参加他们的戏剧学生的排演，因为当时在和导演系的学生排练以及表演的时候，我们都是用英文交流，而如果和戏剧学院的同学们表演排练，就是他们说中文，我说英文，这对于我来说也是从未有过的经历。我们当时排演的戏剧叫 Lucky Steve， 我不知道怎么翻译这个，但是它是一个很有趣的一个小表演。
那您知道那个还记得这个 Lucky Steve 的中文的翻译的名字吗？
What does Steve mean here?
It means
yes, in Chinese. Yeah, in Chinese. Do you remember?
Yeah, right. I think they called it Lucky Guy.
Oh.
But in the Chinese translation, what it is it's about a man who has died. So he is stiff. He is dead.
Mm.
And the funny is that they pass him off as alive so that they can get the inheritance. So it's a very funny show about having a dead person in a wheelchair and passing him off as alive. For American audiences, think of it as A Weekend at Bernie's, the musical.
所以这个表演当时翻译的名字大概是幸运儿，但是他讲的故事是一个已经死去的人，他被推在轮椅上，在大家围着他转，希望把他表演成是活着的一样，然后去获得遗产。
Yeah. So when we first started to do this project, I wasn't sure that we had the right cast. And the head of musical theater, Homei, introduced me to Tien. And Tien had the most beautiful voice. She was able to sing this Western style music with such clarity in Chinese that it moves you. It's just beautiful.
Is that her last name, Tien?
I was trying to remember what Tien's first name is.
Okay, it's
he
okay.
Always, he always went by Tien with me.
Okay. 当我在那里导演一部戏剧的时候，我不确定我拥有正确最好的演员，但是当歌舞剧系的学生向我推荐田女士的时候，她真的是拥有天籁的嗓音，能够非常清晰的演唱西方的歌剧，让我叹为观止。
Yes, and I would like to play you a little snippet of Tien singing. I'll set this up a little bit. She is, her character is trying to deal with liking the male character, the male, but she's not really good with men. She's better with dogs. So she sings about how it's really good when you're lonely to have a friend who is a dog.
Okay. 我下面要播放一段他的歌剧表演。在这部歌舞剧里，他饰演了一位希望追求男主角的一位女性，但是他对于男生不是很了解，相比而言他更了解狗，所以很适合那些单身的然后养了一只狗的朋友们听。
I hope you'll be able to hear this clearly. Here is Tien as Anna Bear in Lucky Stiff.
就是满一足在星空下牵着他无忧无虑的需要我
Very nice.
Right.
Is this part of the Lucky Stiff?
That is part of Lucky Stiff.
Okay.
Yes. And that we did first with members of the faculty and graduate students at CAD. And then a year later, we mounted it as a professional production and had a commercial run in Beijing.
最初这部歌舞剧是与中央戏曲学院的老师和研究生学生表演一起表演的，后来我们把它推向市场，在北京进行了一次商演。
So my connection with China is as a musical theater specialist, but my love for China is about the people and the culture. And living in Beijing for 3 years, I found that though my Chinese is very poor, I can communicate, I can listen, and I can hear, but my spoken Chinese is very poor. But it was wonderful to get that side of the culture because I did not live in the international district. I lived in Xicheng, right in the middle of Second Ring. So I was in old Beijing. And that was my home.
我与中国的官方的关系是作为戏剧表演专家的名义，但是我真正吸引我的是那里的人和文化。我在北京待了三年，中文不是很好，听没有什么问题，但是说的不太好。 我当时住的地方是在二环内的西城区，那是老北京的地方，不是现在的国际城，所以我能够感受到老北京的文化气息。
And the pandemic obviously has slowed any of our cultural sharing back and forth between the US and China, but I hope that that can eventually come back. I'm hoping that we can rise above that and see that exchange come back because we need it.
中美之间的文化交流随着新冠疫情的延续变缓了，但是我希望它能够回来，希望它能够重新成为我们重要的连接。
Yes.
您能介绍一下您在北京的一些经历吗？就是您喜欢北京的什么方面？比如说您喜欢去哪里旅游啊？然后您那里的生活习惯吗？喜欢吃什么？能不能跟我们分享一些具体的细节？
Could you share some detailed experience while you are in Beijing, like places you want to go or something you like to eat?
Well, first off, I love hot pot. That was new to me. I'd never had hot pot. Li Chen is the man who brought me to China in the first place, and he had a wonderful program, a youth program called Cloud Castle Musicals. And he tried every 2 weeks to take me someplace. So I went to the Great Wall. And after that was such an exciting experience to walk the Great Wall and see this massive Chinese monument to China. And then afterwards, we came off the wall and we ate at KFC. And I thought, really? After this massive Chinese experience, you take me to KFC? And we had Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Okay, I'll translate this part. 吃的我非常喜欢火锅，我都没有想到，因为火锅对我来说是很新鲜的，我从来没在美国吃过。当时有位李先生是他最先把我介绍到中国，他有一个 年轻人的戏剧社，叫做云端城堡歌舞剧社。但是我们每两周就会去到一些地方去参观游览。我们去过长城，就是在长城上走着，然后看着它的雄伟的这样一个建筑，我当时心下就觉得非常的美妙，和觉得是世界一大奇迹。但是我们游玩完以后，他带我去吃肯德基，我觉得什么，在观赏了这么一个伟岸的建筑之后，你带我吃肯德基吗？
Yeah, I got to see lots of places. Temple of Heaven, obviously Forbidden City. Most of the major attractions in and around Beijing. Going to the Beijing Zoo and seeing the pandas. Everything was nice, but my favorite was just picking a hutong and going through and looking in the shops and speaking to people. I was always surrounded by someone who could speak enough English to me and then to translate for those who couldn't. And so I just got in and mixed with the locals.
Mm-hmm.所以我当时去了很多的地方，就是北京城内城外的旅游景点，包括天坛、紫禁城，我还去过北京动物园，看到了熊猫。但是我最感到喜欢的是去北京普通的胡同转悠，去那里的商店看看，或者和当地的人交谈。我总能被一些能够说足够好的英语的人包围着，他们为我做翻译，使我能够和当地人进行沟通。
Yeah, but along the way, I discovered hot pot. And that was nice. I enjoyed that. And then I discovered shabu-shabu, which is hot pot, but you get your own. You have personal hot pot. And I thought, oh, I could just have this for me for lunch. This is great. And we had a shabu-shabu right outside of campus, so I could...just walk off campus and have shabu shabu and then go right back to class, go back to rehearsal.
所以在这个过程中我发现了火锅真的很好吃，而且我发现了夏普夏普，那个是一个人就可以有一个锅的火锅，所以就是我独自可以享受午餐的地方。在我们的校园外就有这样一家店，我经常去吃，然后回教室上课。
Yes.
好，我们进一下广告广告之后我们继续聆听Blair Bivy 先生分享他的在美国和中国的经历。It's a break.
Break.
This is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle. The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guest, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Chinese Radio Seattle.
现在是美国西部时间晚上十点整，这里是西雅图中文电台。
声声有情。
1150 AM 西雅图中文电台，
这里是您的信息中心，
这里是您的心灵港湾，
这里是您的精神家园，
西雅图华人自己的中文电台。
朋友们也可以在网上收听我们的节目，收听网址是 ChineseRadioSeattle.com，
也可以通过智能手机下载 Chinese Radio Seattle 或者西雅图中文电台 APP 来收听我们的节目。
我们的高清调频频道是 FM98.9 Channel 3，
我们的微信平台、新浪微博和 Facebook 账号都是 Chinese Radio Seattle。
您认为 COVID 对儿童的影响不及对成人大吗？其实，现在儿童跟成人感染的几率是相同的。事实上，每五个新增的 COVID 个案，就有一名是儿童。COVID 疫苗是目前保护您的孩子和家人的最佳方法。现在还推出了专为5至11岁儿童所配置的剂量。如果有任何疑问，请向您的医生查询。 在 vaccines.gov 寻找在您附近的疫苗接种点。
华盛顿州生态环境管理署希望您对于在西雅图的 Clean Earth Burlington Georgetown 设施的环境清理工作提供评论。生态署提议发放允许进行该工作的许可，从而推进清理工作。在3月11日前审阅，并对于许可草稿和公众参与计划草稿提出评论，请前往 ecology.wa.gov/burlingtoneastfourth。请记住，是 ecology.wa.gov/burlingtoneastfourth。华盛顿州法律保护工人的权利。如果您的雇主否认您的工作权利，比如不能保障最低时薪、午餐时间和休息时间，以及安全健康的工作环境，那么州劳工和工业部可以为您提供帮助。如果您对自己的权利有疑问，请致电就近的 LNI 办公室，或者致电免费电话1-866-219-7321。
欢迎回到我们西雅图中文电台每周三的美国故事栏目的节目现场。今天我们非常有幸的通过 Zoom 专访到歌舞剧的导演Blair Bibby 先生。那么Blair 先生呢，他在中国中央戏剧学院担任那个歌舞剧的导演啊，然后对中国的文化也是情有独钟。那么我们很想知道，您如果现在没有疫情的话，是不是还想继续到中国参加类似的工作？
Aaron just said you are fond of Chinese culture very much and asked thatif there's no pandemic right now, are you going to be in China orAnywhere else?
Well, we had plans to continue to work in China. With both CAD and I also did a feature film with Alibaba Pictures, Peppa and the Chinese New Year. Peppa celebrates Chinese New Year. And it was a musical that hadPeppa Pig cartoons and a live action musical that went along with it. And we had opportunities to continue to work on new and different musicals with Alibaba Pictures and developing things for on stage with other professional groups. So all of these things were in their beginning stages as pandemic hit.
OK， 是的，我们确实有计划回到中国工作，不仅是在中央戏剧学院，而且我还跟阿里影视有一些合作的项目，包括我们提出的拍Papa 庆祝中国新年的一部电影，所以我们不仅有线下的电影，还有在舞台上的歌舞剧，这些都是在。疫情刚开始之前我们就计划做的项目。
Yeah, so it was my hope that we could develop stage, we could develop film, we could do more of a cultural exchange, which is something that I'm now doing here in Seattle, trying to build as much as we can of a cultural exchange of American musical theater as seen through Asian artists' talents. So whether that be strictly Chinese or whether we're coupling with the Koreans or Japan or whoever, but the idea is to open up more of a creative collaboration. Now,Of course, my heart is that collaboration would be with China, because that's where my heart is. But I think we have a strong Asian population here in the States, and we need to open it up to any and all who would like to participate.
我们一直希望能够发展各方面的项目，包括舞台剧，包括电影， 还有文化交流。我现在在西雅图所从事的就是这样一种文化交流的工作，包括把歌舞剧通过亚洲的眼光和才能表演出来这样的一项工作。这里包括了中国裔、华裔的、日裔的或者是韩裔的，当然我最希望能够合作的是华裔的演员，因为我确实很欣赏他们。但是我们同时也希望能够打开一种具有创造力的合作，使得在美国的这样一个逐渐壮大的亚裔群体得以表现。
I have been a working professional in theater, director, choreographer, producer, writer for 20 years. And at this point, I would like to see that exchange with the Chinese artists, whether we're bringing them here to develop a musical or whether or not I am going there, but to find a way to collaborate with each other so that a show like Wicked or Oklahoma can be seen through Chinese artists' eyes, so that the voice is that of Chinese artists. So we're not just lifting American voices.
我作为导演、编舞、戏剧作家和制作商，这样的一种身份已经工作了20年了。现在的我希望能够促成更多的文化交流，包括把具有才干的中国演员带到这里，或者我走向中国，在那里发展我的戏剧表演。我们希望能够跟更多的华裔演员合作，通过他们的眼光和他们的歌声，讲述美国的故事，而不是仅仅强调美国的声音。
In the meantime, we have established the Northwest Theater Lab. That is the company that, along with my partner, Jen Moeller, we are focusing now on youth musicals. And we're located down in Puyallup. You can find us on the web at NW Theater, spelled T-H-E-A-R-E, lab.com. But if you just look up Northwest Theater Lab, you should be able to find us. But right now we are focused on youth.
Okay. 同时我现在建立了一个工作室叫西北戏剧工作室，和我的合伙人 Jane 一起。这是一个面向青少年的戏剧表演社，主要是拍青少年的歌舞剧，在 Puyallup， 网址是 nwtheare.lab.com， 当然你也可以通过搜索Northwest Theater Lab 找到我们。
对 We have some upcoming projects for youth. If they're interested, please go on the website. But our next project is Pirates Past Noon. It's intended for youth actors to participate. It is in English, and it's very, very, very fun.
Pirate Past Noon?
Pirates Before Noon. Pardon me. Pirates Before Noon. Before 12 o'clock.
Okay.
Before 12 o'clock.
我们有很多即将上映的项目，您可以通过我们的网站进行搜索来看到。我需要强调的一部即将上映的歌舞剧叫做午前的海盗。Before noon, right?
对。
Yeah, 这是一部很有趣的表演，戏剧表演。 你一定会喜欢。
Yeah. We have other shows coming up for the youth. We'd love to have you check us out and come and be part. The goal is that we can build a strong enough youth program that maybe if we have enough students who can speak Mandarin, then we will do a Mandarin show. But at this point, we are focusing on English and we are focusing on youth. Development will always be for adult family musicals in both English and Mandarin.
Okay. 我们还有其他的一些表演，您可以欢迎大家都来check out 来看一看。如果你感兴趣，也可以报名参加我们的表演。我们的青少年歌舞剧是非常强的，我们有很强的实力。如果我们有足够多的讲普通话的演员的话，我们也可以拍中文的戏剧。现在我们的主要的关注点是青少年的英语戏剧，当然我们也着力于发展家庭的和成人的戏剧。
Mm-hmm. Yes. So we are enjoying the growth in our program. For those students who are more advanced and are looking to go into musical theater as a career, if you are a junior in high school in your 11th grade year, going into your senior year, we have a program called College Audition Prep.
Prep
is to prepare. and it's a CAP program. And it is there to help students go through the application and audition process to get into a university program.
What does CAP program mean?
CAP is college, C, college, audition, preparation.
Okay.
Yeah.
我们的公司和项目都在很好的发展中。如果您有兴趣参与到更专业的戏剧表演，比如说你在11年级，就是高中倒数第二年，想要申请跟戏剧相关歌舞剧相关的院校，并且发展歌舞剧作为你的事业的话，我们有一个高校audition
tryout
yeah I'm thinking about the Chinese word
okay
试镜
对吗，高校试镜的一个准备项目，可以帮助你申请和准备高校的试镜，帮助你进入到这些院校。
Yes, so we run the gamut between youth and those in high school getting ready to go into university programs. And then again, my goal is always to develop more new shows. And because I'm talking with you, I focus on developing shows with China.
所以我们跟很多的年轻人合作，包括那些想要进歌舞剧大学的高中学生们，我们非常希望能够制作更多的表演，当然我们也非常希望有中文的表演。
So I am thrilled to be here in the West. I still keep my home in New York City so that I can stay involved in the theater world there. But I am jumping back and forth between New York and Seattle. Before this, I jumped between New York and China, New York and Beijing. Now we just go back and forth on this continent.
我非常激动能够在西海岸这边也有我的工作。 在这之前我大部分时间是待在纽约市，并参与那里的戏剧的研究和发展的工作。所以现在我是在美洲大陆上的东西海岸两边跑，在这之前我是在美国和中国北京之间两头奔跑。
好，我们再进一下广告，广告之后我们继续聆听布莱尔·白比先生分享他的故事。 Let's have another break。
老公，上次水管漏水，保险给邻居赔了好几万。
那咱家咋赔这么少？
他们找理赔专家，同保险公司据理力争，才得到更多赔偿。
我是理赔专家 Tina， 如果您的住宅或商业房屋受到水灾火灾，保险理赔太少，让我们为您讨回公道。我们有执照，为房主讨回了数百万赔款。
水灾火灾不要怕，理赔专家找 Tina。425-988-0388 425-988-0388。
肌肉骨骼伤痛、车祸、工伤，请找康健脊椎治疗中心肖明医师。康健康健，祝您健康。电话206-621-7501206-621-7501。
昨天喝过的汽水瓶，用完的酱油瓶，今天洗净擦干将空瓶回收，明天孩子拥有更美的地球。给予我们的孩子一个永续的明天， Waste Management 鼓励你我正确回收。
美国故事栏目由高邦地产公司总裁建筑商胡秀平 Shelly Hu 冠名播出，电话425-443-5668。
欢迎回到我们美国故事栏目的节目现场。今天我们通过 Zoom 有幸的邀请到舞蹈家、导演、制片人，也是音乐剧的导师布莱尔·巴比先生啊。那我们听说布莱尔之前是在百老汇发展啊。那您能跟我们分享一下您在百老汇从事艺术的一些经历吗？
We know that you used to be in Broadway producing theater plays. So can you share with us some of that experience?
I can. I was never a producer on Broadway, but I did do national tours as an actor. So as a performer, I worked in professional theater. So I did many national tours. I did national tours of Little Shop of Horrors. And Oklahoma and Pippin, but maybe most of your audience will know I did the show Cats. I performed as a cat for 2 years on the road with the national company of that show.
我在百老汇的主要的角色是表演者啊，所以我进行了很多全国巡演。包括 Oklahoma， 还有你们应该听说过的 Cat， 所以我演了一只猫在两年之内。
Yes，
您能介绍一下猫吗？就是这部剧我们知道很有名，然后您这个作为一位演员在里面表演一只猫的这个经历，能跟我们介绍一下吗？包括这部那个舞台剧的一些背景。
We know this.Cats is a very famous theater play. So, could you share with us your experience of playing in it and some background of that
yes.
show?
So, Cats was written by T.S. Eliot, wrote a collection of poems, and Andrew Lloyd Webber.Set those to music. It began back in 1982. And it's the a collection of stories and poems about the differences in cats, the differences about them. What it talks about is that we need to support each other. We need to find the good in each other. And it's 2.5 hours of singing and dancing that tells us that.
Cats 是剧作家 T.S. Allen Alien 所写，同时 Andrew 把它制作成了歌舞剧，在1982年开始上映。它是一部集合了很多关于猫的故事和诗歌的这样一部歌舞剧。它给我们展示了一个大家需要互相的支持和善待彼此的这样一个故事，是一部2.5小时的讲猫的故事。
And the fun of the show is that the cast, the company, they know the story.But it's not really discussed. There are no words. There are no lines that say, this is what's going on. So you just have to pay attention as an audience member. And when I first joined the show, the director said, we will talk now the story of Cats. And we had 3 hours of rehearsal to do that. And I thought,What will we do for the other 2 hours and 50 minutes? I thought this is going to take 10 minutes. What more can you say? And he went on and on about all of these connections and friendships and relationships. And I thought, this is amazing. Why don't we tell the audience this? And the whole idea was, if we make it exciting on stage,the audience will get it. And it was fun to try to make that story very clear, which is why it can only really be done well by really good actor, dancer, singers.
Okay.
I dare you.
这部戏非常有趣的地方是在于导演和演员知道这个故事，但是这中间没有任何台词，因为它是猫的故事嘛，所以这就需要听众和观众能够要非常关注的看我们的表演。在此之前，导演曾经跟我跟演员们一起排演过。他说我们现在来开始讲这个猫的故事，排演的时间有3个小时，我觉得可能10分钟就够了呀，剩下的2小时50分钟干什么呢？但是导演不停地跟我们强调，要从中发掘，猫之间的关联，他们的友谊和他们的互相的关系，这让我觉得非常的兴奋。我们都知道有一个俗语叫你需要把它做得非常的惊心动魄或者很刺激，然后观众才能够体会到。所以我们就试图尝试着这样去做，并且感到非常的愉快。
So part of the magic of Cats is that one third of the show is improvised every night.So it's not set. You can move to a new place. You can interact with a new character. You can do something new. One night I was up on the back of the trunk and a brand new actor to the show jumped up onto the trunk alongside me and wanted to be a kitty. So he went like this, and he moved his head and he went, bam, and he hit my head.And knocked me out. And I fell off of the trunk. And everybody thought it was very, very funny. Until I didn't get back up. Because I was knocked out cold. They dragged me off the stage. Audience thought, very, very funny. Very, very funny. I ended up going to the hospital. I was fine.
猫这部戏非常具有奇妙色彩的是，有三分之一的表演是当天晚上即兴的表演，是完全没有排演过的。这就意味着你可能会出现在新的地方，和新的人进行互动，书写新的故事。我记得有一次我演的猫在一个树桩后面，然后一个新的演员突然窜过来，在我面前摇头摆脑，然后他就撞到了我，把我都撞晕了，然后我就被他从那个高高的木桩上给撞了下来，跌倒在舞台上。当时所有的观众都觉得太有趣了，太搞笑了，但是我却被送到了急诊室。
It was funny because I was not seriously hurt. But that night, I didn't go on. That was in act two. I fell down and they had to have another cat go on after me because I was like, nope, I'm gone.
我说它有趣的唯一原因是我并没有受到严重的伤害，但是我当天晚上就不能再演了，他们找了另一只猫代替我。
Yep. Power, that's the power of the understudies.That's their job to jump on if somebody is hurt or needs to leave the show. So,
there we go. 这就是我们为什么需要替身演员或候补的演员的原因。
Yes. So, that is the fun of live theater, is you get to see mistakes, you get to see things that are unexpected. That was definitely unexpected for me.
这就是去现场看歌舞剧的有趣的地方所在，就是你会遇到一些意想不到的事情，对于大家都是很搞笑很有趣的。
我想这个经历非常有趣啊，然后我想知道您就是参演猫这部那个舞台剧是不是您艺术生涯的一个里程碑，然后这也影响了你这个整个的这个艺术的一个道路。
Is the cat performance a milestone for you? Does it influence your career path?
I think it did. It did because Cats was my last professional show. I had so much joy in performing, but I realized at that point that it was going to be a jumping off point. I was either going to stay working as an actor and pursue more Broadway shows, or I needed to shift to being a director, choreographer, and create shows. And I made the decision to become a director choreographer. And that led me to being an author of new work, of new plays, new musicals. And that was the shift. So did Cats make that happen? Not necessarily, but it was the last big show. And then the last of my performing.
我们说猫这部歌舞剧非常重要，是因为它是我作为演员的职业生涯的最后一部公开的表演。我非常enjoy, 我非常喜欢表演，但是我觉得这已经到了一个我的事业的转折点，就是我是继续做演员，还是转行做导演、编舞这些更具有创造性的工作。我决定去做创作者，是因为我可以作为作家、剧作家，编写更多的新的作品，包括歌舞剧。和戏剧，所以是不是猫决定我做出这样的选择，我不好说，但是它确实是我的最后一部作品。
Yes. Well, I hope that all of your listeners like musical theater, and if they want to participate in musical theater, will seek us out in Northwest Theater Lab, and we will be happy to answer your questions and point you in the right direction. There are many good opportunities in Seattle. We are one. We focus on youth, and I encourage and welcome all of our Chinese families to come down and participate with us.
我希望我们的观众和听众朋友们是喜欢歌舞剧的。如果你们感兴趣，完全可以来我们的西北戏剧工作室来，我们的网站上和来咨询我们都可以。我们非常愿意解答你们这方面的疑问，并且把你们导向一个更多的机会的选择上。希望大家都能够来我们这里看表演，包括参加表演。
您对这个中美文化交流有什么展望，或者说有什么寄语？
Do you have any outlook for the cultural exchange between US and China?
I think that it's very difficult to say anything with any specific dates because of COVID. But my goal is that within 2 years, 3 years, we can create a strong collaboration. We will leave that to health concerns. We'll leave that to governments allowing for visas. But the truth is, I think that artist to artist, we want to collaborate. We want to work together. And whether that is on Zoom between the U.S. and China, or whether we get to be in the same place in either the U.S. or China, my hope is that we can make that happen within the next 2 years.
因为现在疫情的关系，要定下一个具体的时间是很困难的。但是我的展望是在两三年内，我们可以建立非常强有力的合作。当然我们需要考虑健康的因素，包括签证的因素。但是对于艺术家来说，我们都愿意能够合作，能够在一起共事。这可以是在 Zoom 上的一种合作，也可以是我们汇聚到一个地点。不论是中国还是美国，我希望在两年内能够做到。
今天因为时间有限的原因啊，今天已经到了现在已经到了这个我们这次采访的尾声。那么今天非常有幸的邀请到知名的猫这部舞台剧的表演者，然后也是音乐剧舞台剧这个。的舞蹈家、舞蹈导演、制片、导师，布雷尔巴比先生参加我们的专访。那我们希望您能够心想事成，然后也非常感谢您对我们中国文化的热爱。
We thank you a lot for coming to join us tonight, and thank you for your appreciation about Chinese culture.We hope you everything great, and nice to see you, and hope we can communicate again.
My pleasure. 谢谢。
Thank you. 谢谢。
Crossings TV, Comcast 有线电视 Xfinity 152台为西雅图华人观众送上豪华中文电视节目大餐，东方新闻、凤凰卫视新闻、非诚勿扰、一站到底、芝麻开门，每天还有精彩电视剧和更多资讯和娱乐节目，请记得收看 Crossings TV Comcast 有线电视 Xfinity 152台。查询详细节目信息，请访问 www.crossingstv.com。
餐饮、
娱乐、
招聘、
交友、
买房、
投资、
演出，
请找西雅图中文电台。
中文电台广告使您梦想成真，最低收费每月仅仅100美元就有机会使您的生意或者活动家喻户晓。
赶快行动吧！
广告热线206-619-8698，206-619-8698，
或者发 email 到 crsradio@gmail.com。
西雅图中文电台需要您的支持。如果您曾经听到过西雅图中文电台的节目，如果您曾经在西雅图中文电台网站或者微信平台上读到过我们的报道，如果您参加过中文电台举办的演出或者其他活动，请您支持我们。西雅图中文电台是由非营利组织西雅图华人广播协会支持的，大多数的主持人多年来义务为西雅图以及全球的华人提供精神食粮。请您向具有 501c3 免税资格的西雅图华人广播协会捐款，捐款的 PayPal 账号是 scbaseattle@gmail.com， 捐款电话206-619-8698，206-619-8698。西雅图中文电台感谢您的支持。